That's your man.
Oh, whoa.
Miguel.
Don't ever sing again.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, please don't ever sing again. We got J-Hud here. She can handle any singing that we need.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
Hey, J-Hud, real quick, I want you to answer our question of the day, our fill-in-the-blank Friday that we had on today. My favorite black movie of all time is...
Oh, God. This is a tough one. Two of them come to mind. Wait Until Exhale comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody said that this morning.
And Coming to America.
Julia,
tell me what happened. I was listening on the way to her house this morning. Somebody called in and said, Coming to America. I get there, she playing African music.
Nelson Mandela.
Are you doing that in preparation for the release of the Mandela movie in which you're playing Winnie Mandela? I can't wait to see this.
And that is why I was playing my African music, because it was my inspiration when I was in South Africa, Julia.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's going to the Toronto Film Festival next month.
Awesome.
September, is it 16th? Am I right,
Ellie? Oh, that's Mexican Independence Day.
I think it is the 16th. September 16th. I'm so excited about it. I just got to see the film for
myself.
Come on
now, Jay Hood. You know you ain't never met no Winnie Mandela.
You know, I did not. You're right about that.
Wow.
And I want to be.
You doing Coming to America.
But, you know.
You ain't never met no Martin Luther the King.
Come on, J-Hub. Why you
come
sitting
on,
here
stay
right
with
now?
Us.
Why you sitting here right now? Give us a little Winnie Mandela. Come on. Give us
oh,
a
my
little
God.
Winnie.
What can I tell you? I do not know what to say right now. I have not done my accent in about... Boy. Yeah. I would say, oh my God, a year. That's how long it's been. And you asked me to do it. I cannot do it.
So what? Did you get to see the movie yet, J-Hud?
I did.
And are you like super proud of yourself?
That accent
you're like,
is a
oh
year
my God,
old,
I'm,
first.
I'm the ish.
You know what? I was like, oh my God, so I can act, huh?
Wow.
No, but it turned out really well because it was my first lead role. And it was very intimidating. When I first got there, I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Because is it hard playing a character that's still alive that can actually go out and see your work and be like, what? She ain't look nothing like me or act nothing like me. Is that even rougher than somebody who would say has passed away already?
I guess it can be, but more so because of what she stands for.
Right.
And how, like... how close the country and the people are so to her and everything about her. Like, if you go to Africa and you say Winnie Mandela, they're shivering, you know? And I'm like, this is really dear to these people, and I want to make sure I'm all the way in it. If I'm going to do it, then I don't want to do it. But if I'm going to be in it, I got to get in it. And so I made up my mind, and I said, you know what, I'm going for it.
Jennifer, can we speak as girlfriends for a moment? I want to ask you about this chick, this disrespectful chick that was on Twitter disrespecting you, and you snapped the hell off, talking about, don't make the South Side of Chicago come out of me.
Man, Jay.
Well, I don't know why. Somewhere along this way, lost people forgot that I am from Chicago.
Man,
But it's not even that. It's to me. It's when you know it's me on air, you know, because I literally sit and I talk to my fans all the time. Mm-hmm. So you know it's me. So you know you're talking to me. And I feel as though don't say nothing to me on Twitter that you're not going to say in my face in person.
Come on with it, girl.
That's not right. And I don't know, somewhere along the lines where people think they can just talk to celebrities any kind of way. We're people too.
Right.
And just the same as you want your respect, we want ours. And it's just, it's not
she was
about
very disrespectful.
What you say is how you say it. And it's like, okay, excuse me, guys, I lost my celebrity religion for a second, but give me a second and I'll be right back.
You're wanted to go get Julia and they come rolling
and
up on
you.
I got them off of Twitter because I was getting at them.
But Twitter said seems like a no-win situation
and
for somebody of your stature.
Really
if you don't
is.
Talk to him, you're a jerk. And then if you know you can't.
Thank you.
Right.
Because I really try. I love my fans and I love being on air. And oh, another note. And that's very true, because if you talk to them, then you talk to one and then you either, oh, you're
now
not
you
answering the other. And it's like,
and
guys, it's only one of
me.
And I'm talking to you. You forgot that point. I'm really
so
trying to talk to
you. So let's clear the rumor for everybody that was on Twitter. Lipo, yes or no? Will you just let them know? It's Weight Watchers, damn it.
Wait. Oh my God, if somebody asks me one more time. Can you give me your secret? Every time that commercial come on, I'm giving you
the secret.
And the phone
and
number.
It will work for you if you try it. I get the website, the phone number. I can't tell you no more that Weight Watchers works.
And then just
it
look
really
at
does.
You.
And also, it can't be done naturally. And that's another reason why I got frustrated, is because I'm out here trying to put out a positive message. I know I've done this naturally. Mm-hmm. I do not appreciate you undoing what I've done and trying to make it negative.
Oh, yeah.
Someone made a comment about... you're putting out a negative message because now you got people being anorexic and getting surgeries, and it's like, no, that's you are. Right. Stop putting that negative image in their minds.
And we can tell
that
you did it naturally.
It can be done.
So you let them know you go to the gym. You're doing the work. You're putting
in
the work.
You gotta dedicate yourself to it. Mm-hmm. Anybody can achieve it. Don't be mad at me. You can do it too. I'm sharing the secret.
And for anybody else who wants to step to you and say that your fiance, your husband, your man is gay, what do you want to tell them?
Hey, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
I ain't lost all this weight for nothing.
It ain't got nothing to do with him.
You don't know us.
And that's so frustrating at times. Like, really?
And I'm going to say right now, I could tell that you did this naturally because you did not go like to do the gastric bypass or nothing because you ain't got that big head look that they get.
Oh, my God.
You know, that lollipop, that blow pop look they get.
And the Sharpay puppy skin. Right. You know, when they get that lap band so they look like a Sharpay puppy. An English bulldog by the arms.
So much to be said about this. You guys don't have enough radio time.
And we appreciate J Hud. Matter of fact, we're going to let J Hud hang out for a little while longer. It's 7:30.
I want to know when you're going to go on WWE and whoop somebody's ass with your man. Like, call him in and beat up another diva.
I'm an actress and a singer and a spokesmodel. That is not my job.
And her face is too precious.
Period.
Hey, man. GCI.